I've always been attracted to a specific combination of characteristics: self-confidence, innocence, and popularity. Are these true values? I'm not popular myself since I'm an objectivist. So how can I admire that in another person? Good question. Three traits you mentioned. Self-confidence, of course, is an objectivist characteristic. Innocence, well, that depends what you mean. Person without guilt, of course, who could oppose that? But that's a negative, as stated. Or do you mean like naive, childlike, Pollyanna, non-cynical? Well, that depends on the age of the person. If they're, you know, innocent at 17 or 14, that's one thing. If they're 64 they still are naive, that's a question. The fact that you don't want a cynic doesn't mean necessarily you want a, quote, innocent. But now we get to popularity. Who do you want to be popular with? Presumably, it's non-objectivists, because objectivists, that's what's causing the disaffection of other people. They reject you because of your ideas. Well, if you admire that, you admire them despite that, obviously, ideas are not that important to you. And if they're not, why don't you just drop them? Have your friends, you know, be socialized with objectivists to the extent you agree, but don't call yourself an objectivist and don't make yourself into somebody unpopular, because you'd be, you know, martyring yourself for a cause that you don't really believe in. Now, maybe you want not to be lonely, and that's why you want popularity. But then you have to say, lonely for what? Is it just you can't stay, you know, in four walls with nobody else there? Then you go to Starbucks and read your books with a crowd. Or you want specific people around you socializing and interacting and liking you, because you have to be popular. If that's what you want, loneliness is not the explanation. It seems to me that the only explanation for putting popularity on such a stand as self-confidence is that your self-confidence is down. And so you need the approval from others to help boost it. I think it was Nietzsche who said there were people who run to others in order to flee from themselves. And maybe that's applicable to you. In any case, if you, as you say, you're not popular, but you admire popularity, you got a problem.